My name is Geoffrey.
Hello, Geoffrey. You're the first one to visit.
Yes, I'm a little bit afraid. I haven't done this.
Just take it slowly.
It is a nice place. And you are very nice people. I wanted to say that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Geoffrey.
There's so much I want to talk about. I don't know where to start.
Take your time. It's always we're grateful of any communication.
One of them wanted to talk about trains.
Trains.
Yes.
Steam trains or the trains that we have today.
Well, the trains that you have today are, in a way, as good and not as good as the steam trains.
Probably going too fast.
Not in that way. The way they carry things. They're not as efficient as they could be.
Did you like trains when you were here?
No, I'm not the one that wanted to talk about trains.
What would you like to talk about?
Have you got somebody with you who's talking about trains?
Yes.
Do they have a name?
His name is Jack.
Right. Okay. So Jack's telling you what to say?
Yes, because he hasn't been picked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know why they pushed me. Not very good at this.
Well, you're doing okay. So, Jack liked trains.
He was the conductor.
Ah, okay. In the age of steam, or as a hobby?
In the age of steam.
Okay. Well, they were dirtier, but in some ways, I suppose, not being diesel engines, they were also cleaner. And
yes.
Maybe more efficient, maybe more environmentally friendly, I don't know.
I think that's what he was trying to say.
Right, okay. An awful lot of coal. Of course, once the coal ran out, that was the end of the steam trains. Once we didn't mine anymore. So, what sort of year are we looking at for Jack? What year does he remember, if any?
He just likes to smile in the wind.
Smile in the wind.
Yes.
Right, so he's a conductor on the train, hanging out the back, or the front, in the wind.
In the front.
In the front, right. Wearing a flat cap.
Yeah, he seemed to have a neckerchief as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, today, in this time of electric trains and so on, the steam trains are loved by so many people, you know, nostalgic and whatever. But yes, they were a bit dirty and dusty.
Yeah.
So what message is Geoffrey, are you bringing to us, you and Jack and Geoffrey? You just wanted a chat, or is there a
He wanted to say that he's been nudging to have more efficient trains.
All right, okay, yeah, we could do with those.
We need more people on the trains.
Mm-hmm, true. Mm. But they're so costly. It costs so much to have a ticket these days. Mm. And even when you bought a ticket, you have to stand up. Mm. Yeah, we need more carriages, longer trains.
So he's trying to nudge the people to right. change things.
Okay.
And go back into trains. Well, putting people on trains.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an important
message.
Important thing to want to impress, yes.
Mm. Yeah, that was Jack's message.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Have you got one for us? Do you want to talk about anything while you're here? Seems a shame to waste it, really.
I think someone may be with Eileen. Sometimes it's time.
It's
but thank you for coming.